Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back for another chapter in her manifesting success story with Vicky Pace. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm not hosting my own podcast yet.
Not yet, but soon.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I'm excited. For listeners, we're recording this on July 19th, 2022. This episode is going to be all about power and worth. And then we're going to dive into some other law of attraction stuff and awesomeness in the next episode. But really a cool growth opportunity as well as understanding about power and worth came up for Vicky recently. And I want you all to have the opportunity to hear us break down that story and what happens, because so often you're going to find you've probably been in a situation like Vicky, which we'll talk about, where you totally think it's something else. So if you're wanting to know about power and worth and just really stepping in, then this is the episode for you. Let's just jump in, Vicky. So let's start at the beginning. I was debating where to start this story, but let's just start with the decision around your birthday. Let's start there.
So my birthday fell on a Monday, and I decided I wanted to celebrate it the whole weekend, like the Saturday, Sunday leading up to it. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks before, my boyfriend had been house shopping, and we found a great place, and it was a hell yes for both of us. And then it takes a couple days to kind of meet with everyone, figure out the paperwork. And he said that the closing date was the 3rd, which is 3 days before my birthday, which was going to be all weekend. And at the time I asked, or what did I think I said? I will not be moving those few days, or like, I don't want to do any moving on those 2 days leading up to my birthday. And he agreed. And then as time went on, it just kind of morphed into, tiny little decisions along the way. I just found myself agreeing to like moving in that day, or, you know, that weekend, or moving his stuff in that weekend, and going shopping for a couch and a dishwasher and fridges. And at the time I thought all these things were fine and good, but Sunday evening came up and I realized I had given away my whole birthday celebration, and I was exhausted and wanted to just cry and lay in bed. There was an important part of that story I missed. I could feel it.
Was it the little decisions? Because you clearly stated, like, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then sort of leading up to it, it just, more and more things happened. I just was like, oh yeah, no, we could do that. Or we could run. It would be fun to go shopping for a couch on my birthday. That feels like fun. Oh, this is the thing I wanted to say. So when the first day he told me, closing is the weekend of your birthday, I said to myself, oh, okay. It's going to be fine. It'll be fine. I live an amazing life. It's going to be fine. And I don't know if you can hear it in the tone of my voice, but it was very much like a, I will make this effing work.
Yes.
It's like, I am. And I remember telling myself, I'm a powerful manifester. I can manifest amazing things no matter what's going on. But that was like not, it's funny, those are the words I was using, but that was not the energy I was putting out there. I was putting out there, this freaking sucks and I don't want to do this.
Right. But and this is where, I can't remember the exact words, but it's where we think we can use LOA to change we do use the other way to change like our next day's reality, but we can't make it, we can't use it to change today, and we can't use it to make something better that we allowed to be bad. Like that's our choice, right? So you kept trying to use it and use your powerful manifesting, you know, use your powers where your powers don't work really.
Right. Because I had made choices along the way that lined this up. Mm-hmm. So no matter how many sort of like, affirmations, but like no matter how many times I told myself it's going to be amazing, no matter what, it's like I kind of manifested along the way a crappy experience.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound blamey on myself. That's definitely something I very much am aware of in Law of Attraction. But it's interesting it's powerful for me as a coach and as a client to know these patterns as they happen. And recognize them.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is kind of a little bit of a sidetrack, but not really. What would you call for you? What's the difference between blame and responsibility?
Blame is giving away your power, and responsibility is owning it.
Yeah.
Owning that power.
And so if we apply that to what's going on and you're like, oh, it sounds blamey, you're not blaming yourself because you're not giving away your power. You're actually owning your power by saying, I made choices that created this situation.
Yeah.
You know, or I didn't make choices that didn't create this situation. I chose to say yes to the couch, yes to this little part of moving, yes to this other. Like that was a choice, right? And that was all your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like you're not blaming yourself for creating it, but you are looking back and going, yeah, I didn't choose what I wanted, which means I created something I didn't wanted because I chose things I didn't want.
Mm-hmm. And so more of what I didn't want had to align with that because I am such a powerful manifester.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that might be a great place to talk about that. You know, the more powerful you are, the worse it is when you give away your power. So you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's just like I am becoming and owning my power more and more and becoming this amazing, powerful person, like a powerful magnet in a way. So if I step off track, sort of back into old patterns, it's even more powerful and even more uncomfortable. So leading up to this weekend, that birthday weekend, you and I had some, I don't know, hiccups, difficulties with my coach training. And we both were like, why isn't this working, Vicky? Like, what is happening? Like, my brain just was not accepting any information you were giving me. And I was asking questions in those coach calls that were kind of old school questions. Mm-hmm. And we kind of discovered a pattern there too, that when I give away my power, I start attracting I start needling myself the way I used to way back in the day.
Yeah. And I would say it a little more, I think any way you say it is fine, but I would say it is in, when you give away your power, you're no longer being your current or your future self.
Right.
And so you automatically start being that old version of you, right? You start being your past self because you're not being your current self or your future self, which means the only other option really is your past self. That's who you default to. And so when you're not owning your power, you're not powerful. And that not powerful version of you, I like the word needle because I feel like that's what it is. Like you just like poke yourself about anything you can find to poke yourself with, which is, which for you, I hope you don't mind saying this, is usually has to do with health in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
and those were the questions. And it's fascinating because I think it was Thursday, I asked, I just was like so stuck, and I was digging deeper and deeper into this story of how I thought about myself and my body and what I wanted my body to look like. And the coaching you were giving me, I just like could not accept it. I just was like, this is the thing. This is it. This is what I need support on. And it was like, no matter what coaching, you gave me a couple different coaching things, they just were not sticking. And it wasn't until Monday, you know, like the weekend happened and all the moving things happened. My birthday celebrating did not happen. And Monday we had our call. And that was when we both had the aha of like, when I give away my power, these are things that I do to myself. And it was fascinating because in that call, I could not remember what story I was digging into. I could not remember that it was about my body and about how I looked. It wasn't until you mentioned it that I was like, oh my God, I like, it just is baffling. It's astonishing to me that my brain just numbed that after the fact. Like, that's just how, it's just an example of how much that was not actually the quote unquote problem. Mm-hmm. The thing that was happening was giving away my power. So really my brain never actually attached to the body image issues. It was actually attaching to the power issues. That's why I did not remember that it was my body image. That was mm-hmm. what was the big thing the
yeah.
week before that.
Yes. And so mm-hmm. You've said it great. I want to highlight it for listeners. This thing that Vicky came that was like, not end of the world, but sort of, right? Like
yeah. mm-hmm.
a little bit days before end of the world problem. And she was so set, like, this is the problem. I need coaching. I need to fix this. I need mm-hmm. to do this. Right. And like you said, nothing could get in because, by the way, the coaching, if we went and listened to it, was probably all about owning your power on some level. Like, I didn't use those words, but that's mm-hmm. what it was, right? It's like owning the power to choose the life you want, to choose your yeah. image, to choose whatever, right? It was all about power. It was so that when Monday came around, like, that issue just like went away because she couldn't even remember because yeah. it wasn't the real thing. Mm-hmm. And this happens to people all the time.
Yeah.
And this is a lot of the reason people get stuck sometimes is because they want their brain is like, this is it. Like, this is what I know to be your, cause the, for you, I think the opposite of owning your power is not being worthy, right? Like, it's not, I'm not right. powerful. It's I'm not worthy. Mm-hmm. And so when you're worthy, you own your power. Mm-hmm. And so for you, sort of the thing that happens is that you become not worthy and your brain just finds that thing to pick mm-hmm. on you about not being worthy. That has been both from yourself and past experiences, right?
Yeah. And for the habits my brain formed many years ago, it reverts back to needling myself about how I look and what my body is like.
Mm-hmm. And it, again, like, this is, if you're listening and you've experienced this thing where it feels like you always have this thing that comes up, that keeps coming up. And we preach this, you and I, like, you can't fix, mm-hmm. which was everything you wanted to do in that. Like yeah. you just wanted me to give you some coaching to fix this. Yeah. when you're trying to fix something, like, it doesn't work. You have to become something different. And so in this case, like, fixing that, there was no fixing it. The only thing Vicky could do is become powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of where people get stuck too in LOA. Well, like, so I have to fix this, but I want this. And they get focused on the outcome of the fixing mm-hmm. instead of the becoming.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, I'm just thinking of parallels. Like, if somebody's like, I want that Corvette. I don't care what you're saying. I want the Corvette. It gets to a point though.
I don't think someone would fix the Corvette.
That's
maybe,
a good point.
Right. It would be like a bank account or it would be fixing not having enough money to buy the car they want kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it truly is like those moments. I don't know. It's when we say get back to the beingness, that's what it's about, is being the person who is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. got it. Who's chill and has things worked out, is okay with their life, likes their life. That beingness is what attracts more of what you want. I'm getting, my brain is on four different tracks at the same time, just because I was being so powerful. But when I stepped into the non-powerful version of myself, just, I was already so powerful. It just was acting like a vacuum of the more, of more not powerful beliefs and stories and actions.
Yes. We really, when we become powerful, we become really powerful, mm-hmm. right? And it does act like a vacuum. So when you make a choice, even it's like when you step a little bit off the path, it's mm-hmm. huge, because it's so, it's vibrationally, it causes vibrational friction, mm-hmm. because you said you want this, you've been being this, this is who you are. But like, you make this choice and it just, it's like nails on a chalkboard, but it shows mm-hmm. up in your life. Everywhere is nails on a chalkboard, right?
Yeah, it changes the color of everything in your world as soon mm-hmm. as you go off, which is why we talk a lot about making choices along the way. It's not just the 20 minutes of work you do. It's the, you know, 23 hours and 40 minutes the rest of the day, because it's the person you're being. It's the choices you're making every single step of the day. And not that you need to be like on edge all the time, but it's once in the beginning, you do need to build those habits and ways of thinking so that it's easier. The more you grow, it's easier to make those bigger choices along the way. Like, it just feels like this isn't like despair, like you're never going to not have to make these choices, but it's fun. Like that you're always growing, always having to step more and more into the person you're becoming. And making more and more choices like that.
Yes, because that's the way LOA works, right? Mm-hmm. You get more of what you choose, more of what you focus on. Mm-hmm. For the time before people, and even you, like learn to leverage the law of attraction, you were constantly making choices that were creating that kind of crappy space you were living in, right? Mm-hmm. You were constantly, but when we start to grow, for some reason, we don't realize that we've always been making these choices, because like mm-hmm. now we have to make them in a powerful way, yeah. you know, and we're just more aware of them. I guess maybe they were more default before, but we were always making choices that we're creating. Now we're just more aware of the choices that line up. We're more conscious. And so we're consciously choosing the choices.
I am drawing a very weird parallel between this and potty training toddlers.
Tell us. Maybe that's going to lock like, it in for somebody.
When the kid's in a diet, like a lot of potty training techniques, it's just like, get them naked. Just let them run mm-hmm. around, you know, cheeks free and everything. And the idea is that they're extra sensitive because they're not used to the feeling of this fresh air. So they're just more aware of like, oh, this feels weird. I'm going to hold it. Tell someone I need to go potty. You know, when they don't have the diaper, but whereas when they have the diaper on, they're just like, it feels that's how they were born. They were put directly into a diaper. So their body is used to how it feels having a diaper on. Once you take the diaper off, your body is just hyper aware of what's happening. It's breezy. Like, now I have to pee, but now I don't know what to do. So it brings your brain a lot more awareness to the fact. And that's a little bit like this, that I think that's why you're more aware of and why it feels a little uncomfortable, because mm-hmm. it's so new and it's this new set of pathways you're building in your brain to help support you and drive you forward to your life that you're creating.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. I love the parallel, and it's true. Yeah. And as we kind of wrap up this power conversation and story, I want to just add in the thing that really even more predisposed you to not mm-hmm. showing up powerful in this situation. And that's moving with a boyfriend mm-hmm. before, right?
Yeah. 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 Because when I showed up in the past for moving in with a boyfriend and also moving with a boyfriend, those experiences in the past I moved through those a lot differently than I moved through them, than I'm moving through them now. And so as this move was coming up, it's like my brain had already built pathways to behave a certain way because I had behaved that way before in the past.
Which was be super powerful or not really powerful?
Not really powerful.
Yeah.
And through our call yesterday, discovering that that's probably, I was doing that to keep the waters smooth, not to not rock the boat. And now I'm discovering owning my power sometimes rocks the boat and yes. learning that that's okay.
That's where we're ending.
Mic drop. Oh my gosh.
If I would have been ready, yes, I would have hit end. Will you say that one more time for listeners?
When I was giving away my power, it was to keep the waters smooth, to not rock the boat. And now I have learned that owning my power sometimes rocks the boat, and that's okay.
Yes. Yay. Yeah. Thank you, Vicky, for sharing this chapter of your manifesting success story with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back with more in this moment, this chapter of Vicky's journey next week.
The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.